What's up, everyone? My name is Alana, and welcome to another episode of Creativity Caught the Podcast, where being creative isn't just something we do for fun, but rather it's our way of life. How is it going, guys? I'm just gonna dive right in today and be completely honest. I'm fumbling all of my creative projects right now. The last few weeks have been wild, and very clearly, I have not put out any episodes, which is so sad. I was on PTO from my quote-unquote 9-to-5, and then I was having car trouble, and then it was my birthday, and then I bought a new car, and then when I went back to work, it was Black Friday, and as I've mentioned before, I work in retail, so you know. Very hectic, very kind of crazy, and just a lot going on. However, these are honestly all just excuses. Because every time I find myself having a few spare minutes here and there, I do not utilize them like I should. In fact, I probably do the opposite of the things that I know I should be doing. For example, instead of writing a new episode, I would watch an episode of TV. Currently, I'm hooked on You, the show with Penn Badgley, and where the main character's name is Joe, and oh my gosh, every single episode it's like, I have to know what happens next. Anyway, very off topic, if you watch that show, I'm very curious to know what you think about it. Why is it so good? Like, I don't understand. Anyway, back to the point. I do the opposite of things that I know I should be doing and things I shouldn't be doing. So I don't understand. And it's also crazy because I'm having the opposite problem that I had in the summer. It's like I have the inspiration, but now I'm lacking the motivation, or really self-discipline, I should say. Cause I mean, there was, you know, a day off, or not a day off. I did work, but I got out of work at like 3 or 4, and I literally spent the next 4 or 5, probably closer to 6 hours, just watching the TV show You. And it's like, it's so good. But also, I could be doing my own personal creative things right now that would actually help me get to where I want to go. And you know, I brought it up just now, and I'm gonna bring it up again, that this podcast is the prime example for all of this. Like, before I started it, I had it all planned out, guys. I was gonna be consistent for once. And look how that turned out. It's been weeks since I released an episode. And it's just very unnecessary and rude of me to myself to constantly not work on the things that I should be working on. And I'm also like running into the issue of starting things and not finishing them at all. Or being so dissatisfied with the results that I'm abandoning the project. For example, I kid you not, this is the 3rd or 4th version of this episode. I actually did, while I was on PTO, probably record this episode 2 or 3 times, and when I went back to edit it, I was just like, meh, don't really like it. I'm not really feeling it. I also tried to record, like, a YouTube video, because I've wanted to have a YouTube video since forever, I feel like, but really since 2020. And I've probably filmed 8 to 10 first videos, and I did film one, and when I went to edit it, I was like, no, don't like it, hate the camera angle, why did my hair look like that, da da da, what was I even talking about? And just like, oh my god, Alana, just shut up and do the damn thing. Anyway, it was my birthday a couple of weeks ago, which I'm 21 now, which is super exciting, but it being my birthday, and especially turning 21, because that just seems like, you know, such an important age, I was reflecting on the past year and what I've accomplished. And, you know, there were some pretty standout things, like graduating from film school, getting promoted to a manager in my retail job. But creatively, I find myself wishing that I had more to show from this year. And the biggest thing out of them all, I think, is that recently I've been wanting to make creative projects the central focus of my life. And that might be another reason why everything is just hitting me harder too. Because if I'm gonna be stressed, I would rather it be because of a film I'm working on or a writing project that I'm doing, not because a customer destroyed the table that I just folded for the 20th time. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I need to start putting more of my efforts and energy into things that I'm really passionate about. And because I'm not working on my goals, that dream of having the creative projects being the central focus of my life just feels like it keeps getting further and further away. Especially because I bought a new car, which is super exciting, but now I have, like, big girl bills, you know what I mean? So I have to really be careful with where I'm putting my time and energy, that way I can still, you know, have a healthy career and healthy career path, and, you know, to be able to pay my big girl bills. And kind of, like, building off of that is the fact that I've had this idea of starting a crochet business since I was, like, 14, and I just turned 21, so for 6 years, 6 years, guys, I've had this in my brain and still not started it. I will say that I've had a lot of fun over the past few weeks making a logo and, you know, I just started thinking about doing it for real, and yet, I am struggling to finish my actual crochet projects. Are you sensing a pattern, guys? Cause I am. And now we're about to get into, like, the holiday season, so it's really busy at my job, and it's gonna be really busy? It's gonna be really busy in my personal life, and it's just kinda like, where do my creative projects fall in all of this? Why can I not finish anything? Okay, I'm starting to realize that this episode is a little bit chaotic, and I do apologize for that. However, it has to be my last time recording it, because this is try number 4 or 5, and I don't know if I have a 6th one in me. I don't think that I do. But, just to put it all out there, I think something else that's preventing me from my creative goals, or at least, like, with this podcast, right, just, like, Alana, do the thing, is that I have this whole podcast about being creative, but then I struggle to finish my creative projects, which doesn't give me a lot of things to talk about on the podcast about being creative. Do we see the plight, the struggle? Like, I think I just really need to get my stuff together and kind of, like, come back when I can regroup from all of that. Like, all of the and it's not even like I haven't tried, guys. It's not even like I haven't tried. There just have been so many creative projects this year that just haven't panned out. Whether it's because of me, or, you know, just like the timing of everything, or getting ghosted. It's when you're trying to work on a project, it's just like, it's a lot. It's a lot. I think something else that I'm also working on is trying to remember the fact that I have way more control over my creative projects than I actually think that I do. So even if, you know, I'm not working with somebody on a project, like, there are still so many things that I can do solo, you know, like, by myself. So many projects that I can get done, especially when it comes to writing. Like, you know, you don't always need a partner for that. You don't always need somebody else. And so this is something that I've kind of tried to work through, because sometimes I do reach out and it's not always successful, you know? And then I'm like, well, da-da-da-da didn't work out because of da-da-da-da. And it's just like, but Alana, there are so many things that you can do on your own, girly pop. Like, let's just focus on what we can control. And then if somebody else does happen to join in with you on a project, then that's, like, even better, you know? The cherry on top. But, like, either way, things are still getting done. And we're not relying on people so much to fulfill the dreams for us, if that makes sense. I don't know, like I said, very chaotic. So yeah, this is kind of where I've been for the past few weeks. I've definitely, like, I mean it, guys, I've tried with the podcast, I've tried with the YouTube. I think that I need to stop holding things to such a high level of perfectionism and just release it, and I'm sorry, just edit it and then just release it and stop acting like it's gonna be, like, the most groundbreaking thing, and just kind of accept it for what it is, which is just, like, a podcast episode. There are millions of podcast episodes out there. Or just, like, it's just a YouTube video. There are so many other YouTube videos out there. I don't really know what it is that I'm trying to get at, but I hope that you understood what I meant. And, you know, like, with the writing, I have a lot of projects in my brain. I just need to, like, get them from my brain onto paper, which, you know, we know proves to be very difficult for me. But I don't know. I definitely think that there's this thing when it comes to projects in general and procrastination in general, but creative projects. A lot of people who are creative, I feel like we all want to get things done, but we find it difficult. And sometimes we feel like we're the only ones who find it difficult, at least for me. Sometimes I'm like, Man, there's a whole to-do list of things that I could and should and would be doing if this, that, or the third. I feel like I'm the only one who kind of has this issue and then beat myself up for it, but I'm really sure that I'm not. And so if you are someone who also has this issue, please be sure that you're not the only one. And I wish you so much luck with all of your creative projects. And thank you so much for listening to this absolute chaos of an episode. I really hope that the future ones aren't this dramatic, but you know, only time will tell. If I continue to fumble my creative projects, I guess I'll do a whole nother episode where I come on here and yell at myself for 10 minutes. So thank you so much for listening. And as always, a quick shout out to freesound.org for the intro music. All additional attributes can be found in the description, and I will hopefully see you guys next time. Bye!